If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, it's that time of year when we get the calculator out and try to figure out the points races for the AOI, the Classic, and that dreaded relegation line. Coming up is Ronnie Moore. A little bit later on in the show, he's my go-to guy when it comes to the numbers. On the St. Croix Bassmaster Open side of things, Dakota Ebert is just 1 point back of Easton Fothergill atop the Tackle Warehouse standings, and the Texas Pro is coming up today as well. And in a leadoff role, having a great year, is Justin Atkins from Florence, Alabama. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bells, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and getting things started, as I said, Justin Atkins. Now, Justin Atkins had a nice season. I mean, he is having a good year, and last year when they went north at Champlain, he finished second, and it wasn't by much, less than a pound. And so I thought, you know what, let's talk to Justin Atkins a little bit about his year and about how things are looking great for qualification for the Bassmaster Classic, which he missed this past year, but he's sitting in 21st place. He has won a Forest Wood Cup back in the day as well, so he knows what it's like to compete on the biggest stages for sure. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Justin, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I am fantastic. Let's talk about this season that you're having this year, because it just seems like you have been very, very consistent. A lot of Saturday cuts made. You know, that's nice to see all those five-digit checks that are in there. Got off to a nice start at Lake Fork as well, finishing fifth there, and really have avoided the shipwreck, you know, a little bit, you know, at the Harris Chain. But other than that, you've pretty much avoided the shipwreck this season, and it's landed you in 21st place in the points.
Yeah, no, so it's been awesome this year. Really, you know, the last couple of years when I struggled, I found myself really trying to force things. And I just decided, you know, really at Champlain last year, I got on that little deal, and it was a little bit out of character and a little different than everybody else was doing. And I felt like personally to me, it was really what was going on that week, and it almost paid off, you know, in a win. And so this year I went into it with just an open mindset of whatever the best practice I personally have is what I'm going to do. And started out at Toledo Bend, and I was on a decent bite up the lake, and I was really kind of away from the crowd, and that was appealing to me. And it ended up not being quite good enough to really withstand all the fish that were down there in the pressure. And I just decided it forked. Like, we weren't going to let pressure bother us either. We were going to fish wherever. I think the best, you know, the best deal going on is whatever practice tells me. And at Fork, we landed, you know, kind of over there really in the popular area, but I just managed to kind of outfish everybody else and really be really dialed in my technique and dialed in exactly where to look for those fish. I felt like I had a really good idea kind of what was going on, and I really just kind of outfished everybody around me and rode that really kind of the rest of the year. The Harris Chain's the only one that was a bump in the road, and I can never put my finger on that one there. Like, I fished Kissimmee grass for miles in Harris and never got on that bite. And several guys top 10 there. And I fished in Beauclair and tried to scope and glide and worm and throw a Carolina rig and all that and just never got on a good bite there and got top 10 there. And I was in a middle flight both days, which really kind of killed that dream of wanting to go to Apopka. And so it just was one that really just didn't play out. But if I can only have one of those a year that don't play out and they land in the 70s and not 90s or 100s, like, I can live with that. It's not a big deal. And really, the other thing I've worked for is making my bad tournaments be 50s. You know, like when I miss the cut, it needs to be a 50 or a high 60, because like the difference in a 60 and a 90 is 30 places. Well, over the course of two tournaments, two bad ones like that, that becomes the amount of points of a whole nother tournament. So I've just learned, looking back, like, I've missed the Classic a couple years by 60 points, 30 points, this and that. And I was like, you know, those were tournaments that where I finished 90th, where I probably truthfully was on the fish to finish 60th, but I knew that I was going to finish 60th. So I tried to do something different and ended up 90th. And I would love to go back and make the 60s, because I wouldn't be fishing my first Classic next year, hopefully.
Yeah.
But this year we're in a good position. I really want to go get after it at Champlain, because I've kind of got an idea in my head what's going to make the Classic. And if I can go ahead and get above that threshold, that will allow for the St. Lawrence River just to be a fun tournament where just nothing will matter but just trying to catch as much as I can catch.
Yeah, Justin Atkins with us here. Yeah, survive in advance is a big deal, right? I mean, sometimes if it's not there, you know, just scratching out a 50th or 49th and getting that $10,000 check and fishing on Saturday, you know, that goes a long ways, and that's the kind of season you have had. Your bads have not been bad, and you've had enough decent tournaments to land you in a great spot right now in the points. And now you head for Champlain. Now, how do you attack this? You were very consistent last year, 22-6, 21-6, 21-3, 20 and 7 ounces. You had, you know, 20-pound bags every single day there, ended up about a pound and change behind Koya Fujita for the win there. Did you go there to pre-fish? Did you not want to do that? Are you just going to look at what you look at for your 3 days of official practice? You know, how do you attack that and not get too hung up on the history and find whatever it is that you need to find this year?
Yeah, really, that whole deal revolved around the lake level last year, and I realized pretty quickly kind of what was going on. It just took me a couple of days to kind of, I think it was actually the second day of practice late in the afternoon when I kind of realized what the water was doing and kind of where it was positioning those fish. This year I did not go pre-practice. It's like a 23-hour drive from my house, and I try not to make that any more than I have to. It seems like I drive all day to get to New York, and then I still have another day to drive to get the rest of the way. But anyways, it's that lake's so good, and it's very patternable. I have fished three tournaments there, and the first two I was in the top 10 after the first day, or maybe 11th, you know, when give or take a place or two. I just always had tough day twos when weather change or things like that would come about. And last year I really kind of fought that. I didn't catch them very good on day two until the end of the day. I kind of kept my head on, figured out the little bit of a change, and managed to roll with it the rest of the tournament and stay consistent like you saw. But this year, I've seen enough of the lake. I know a lot about how it sets up. Like I said, at this point, after rider conferences and all the things I've had to go do up there, I've probably spent 30 days on it. I'm very comfortable there. It's one of my favorite places to fish, and so I'm going to just look at the water level, look at the water clarity, look for bait, birds, you know, the whole nine, and just kind of let the fish tell me where they want to be. And if I need to just catch some fish, I feel like I have historical places that I can lean back on, you know, if that comes to transpire.
All right, so let's say you have a good tournament there, and you're solidly now, you're top 15. You can't win the AOI, but you're definitely in the Classic. Now you go to Waddington. You're making that 80-mile run one way every day if that happens, or, you know, because it seems to me, I have a little experience there, it seems to me there's 20, 22 pounds in the river. You don't necessarily have to go all the way to the lake. So, if you know, what would your strategy be in that case, depending on what happens at Champlain?
Yeah, I've already booked my place to stay down by the lake for practice. I'm going down there. So it's I have fished tournaments out of Waddington, I've fished tournaments out of Messina, and I've fished tournaments out of Clayton, and I've only made casts in the lake. I like fishing in the river. The first time I ever went, we couldn't go to the lake. And this was for another tournament series, and it was fun. I liked fishing in the river. But just to be completely transparent, out there in the lake, you can really dial them in on there on this place. I'm going to pull up. I'm throwing right here. This is the size fish I've been catching. So my point is you can just be very efficient. That's why those weights are so big when we're out of Clayton, because we have a lot of time to cycle through a lot of those places.
Yeah. I'm trying to find.
Going out of Waddington, you don't have very long, but it can, if you find the right place, it can be so efficient that you don't need but 3 hours to fish to have the same success as eight in the river.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody that says that they're not going to the lake, and I can't do it. And for 3 days, 3 weeks, I've been asking people the same question, as everybody's like, "Yeah, no, I'm going to the lake." Justin Atkins has been our guest, and it's a run, but it's worth it.
That is. Another thing is we've gone out of Clayton the last 2 years. And I mean, personally, I wouldn't have been mad if they'd have made it a river tournament. It would have kept from everybody feeling like they had to do that. And the other thing is we've gone out of Clayton the last couple of years. So everybody's got a little taste of the drug. And we're not going to be quite far enough away from it where everybody don't want to go get a little more taste.
So you got to go out of Montreal is what you got to do. Maybe if you do that.
That's right. They better put us on the other side of a lot.
Justin Atkins has been our guest. Justin, I appreciate you. Good luck up north, man, and keep this thing rolling. Lock that spot up in the Classic.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. And it's Justin Atkins. When we return, Dakota Ebear will join us. He's sitting in second place in the Bass Open's EQ standings, and he's coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. Now, this is a young man when he qualifies for the elites, and I really believe he's going to get qualified for the elites. He's not going to be eligible for Rookie of the Year because he's won over $1 million in other circuits, and so that will disqualify him as far as being a rookie. But Dakota Ebert out of Texas, when I saw that he was going to be fishing the Opens, I was like, oh, this guy's a stud. This guy's going to make it. And sure enough, he is now with three events to go, six events in the books on the open side. He is now just 1 point off of the lead for Angler of the Year and sitting in pretty good shape in second place. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Dakota, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about this points race here as you get ready for these final three events. Are you looking at that top of the table and that 1 point off of Angler of the Year, which is a pretty good little check that goes along with the EQ's Angler of the Year, or do you focus a little bit more on ninth and the fact that you've got that lead, you know, 40-some-odd points or whatever it is, over ninth place to make sure that you get qualified for the elites?
No, man, we're definitely going to focus on trying to win the Angler of the Year race. I'd love to beat Easton. He's a great angler to be a – you know, it'd be an honor to beat him when in a field full of, you know, stacked anglers. You know, it's been a very competitive season, and I would love to win Angler of the Year. So we're going to focus on that, and that's our goal for the year, for the rest of these three events. And if we fall a little short of that, we still qualify for the elites. The season will be a success. But as of right now, we're definitely focused on trying to win.
You have had a very good season. A high-level, high-water mark was at Santee Cooper where you finished fourth there, checked almost $14,000 on that deal. But, you know, top 40, top 50, I guess, now out of 200 anglers or so make a check in these Opens. So this is a big, big field, and you've made a check in all but two events, a check that all but one event you have been able to make a check. So you've been very, very steady, regardless of the fact that you haven't necessarily been fishing a lot on Championship Friday or Championship Saturday, I should say, but a lot of 30s and 40s and middle of the pack type finishes that have landed you here in this second place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't mean to sound you know, negative, but I'm a little bit frustrated with the season in a way. I mean, because you're right, a lot of these have been kind of middle check range finishes, and I haven't approached any of these events, you know, really fishing for points. I feel like whenever you do that, you fish conservative and you don't make good, you know, decisions that give you an opportunity to win. And so I try to approach every one of these events with a winning attitude and it hasn't really, it's been a tough season for me. I've had a lot of adversity, just, you know, losing fish or maybe not making the best decision or whatever it may be. You know, it's been a tough season for me. And I'm thankful that it's worked out as good as it has. But, you know, I mean, I got to look at the bigger picture, you know, and obviously that's qualifying for the elites, but we're going to keep fishing hard and hopefully have a chance to win in one of these next three events and maybe qualify for the Classic.
That's a little scary for the rest of the field. If you're talking about this being a tough season and you're in second in the points by 1 point, that, you know, that's got to be a little bit of concerning for the rest of the guys out there for sure. Now, let's talk about these last three bodies of water. Leech Lake, which basically nobody's been to. I mean, a few of the guys, you know, the guys from up there in that part of the country have been there. But you got Leech Lake coming up August 22nd through 24th. And then in mid-September, it'll be, you know, the Mississippi River out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And then Hartwell, which will determine who these nine new qualifiers are and the Angler of the Year. That comes up in October 10th through 12th. I'll be fishing in that one as well. So just talk about these three venues and what your experience is on all or any of them.
Well, you know, I think the first two can be a bit of curveballs for the field in a way. both of them, I think, are great fisheries, but I think they present their own challenges. You know, I'm actually sitting on leech as we speak, doing some homework before we go off limits. And and this is going to be an interesting lake. There's definitely a lot of fish in it, but like you said, we don't have a lot of history here, and the weather can be a big factor. It's a giant lake, and you know, you just never know how it's going to really turn out. Just kind of one of those question mark events. You know, do you chase smallmouth and kind of risk it, or do you fish for largemouth and catch numbers and play it safe? And I think there's probably winning a largemouth here too, but it'll just be interesting to see how that one folds out. The Mississippi River is always, you know, a challenge in its own way, because you've got three different pools, you're dealing with locks, and you're trying to manage time and all that stuff. So that's always just, you know, a stressful event, you know, whenever you're dealing with locking and all that. And then Hartwell, you know, should be pretty solid at that time of year in October. I look for the guys that live scope a lot to all kind of catch them. And several of these younger guys that are in the field are very, very good at that. So I don't expect Hartwell to be a big shakeup in points. I think, you know, that'll be a pretty solid event for all the guys that are good with their electronics. But these next two events are going to be interesting to see how it all folds out, for sure.
Now, this Leech Lake, it's a massive body of water. It's one of the biggest bodies of water, you know, up there in Minnesota. But having said that, I've heard some guys say that they feel like it could fish a little bit small. What's your take on that based on what you've seen so far?
I'm sure it could. You know, I'm sure that there, you know, there's certain areas that are definitely probably have, that probably definitely have higher quality, or you know, better quality, or maybe even higher concentrations of fish. And they'll be, you know, pretty obvious. Obviously, you know, these guys are good in this, that are fishing these opens, and they'll find those areas. And it could fish somewhat small. But I'm sure there's going to be areas that a guy could find to himself and have a chance to do well. I know that Ethan's obviously leading the points, very good angler, and he's from here. He's very familiar with the lake. So I've kind of got a personal challenge to try to beat him here. We both work for Strike King, and we kind of are fishing with each other a little bit at ICAST. And, like I said, he's a phenomenal angler, and I'd love to beat him here at his home lake. So that's what I'm trying to do, is do a little homework and try to beat Easton.
There you go, Dakota Hebert with us here. Now he's a Texan. And just talk about, you know, a lot of reservoirs in Texas. You fish a certain mentality. It's the end of July down here in the Dirty South, and so our mindset, it gets really, really tough. And now all of a sudden you're in Minnesota fishing a natural lake. Mentally, do you have to kind of like put yourself back to May in the South, you know, like the way you think, or, you know, is August at Leech Lake the same as August in Texas, the way you attack it?
No, I think you actually fast forward. You know, I would say that August at Leech is kind of like October and at Rayburn. Mm-hmm. You know, the fish are kind of starting to get ready for the fall stuff, and it's hot here right now, very hot, unseasonably hot. And I think, you know, I think per the weather forecast, it's going to be hot up here for a little while. So that could affect things. You know, I don't have a ton of experience fishing up here in northern Minnesota. But at the end of the day, man, you can't overcomplicate it. Bass are bass. They're going to do what they do. And they're just going to they're going to relate to their environment a little bit different no matter where you're at. And they're going to follow around their primary food source. So that's what you've got to key in on. And no matter where you're at, and this lake's no different.
All right, let's talk about, you know, how you're preparing now that it is, you know, we're entering into August. This is the time of year a lot of guys are working on their deals for future years and the next year and so on. And you are obviously in an excellent position to make the elites, but you don't want to assume too much. You have fished the highest tour levels, you know, in other disciplines. So now knowing that, you're really, really close to locking this in. From a business standpoint, how much time do you spend working on that? Sponsors and the fact that you're going to be, you know, potentially an elite angler next year, which is, you know, brings in a whole different, you know, financial aspect, if you will.
Sure, man. I mean, I'm definitely very excited to potentially fish the Elite Series. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for myself and for my business partners to, you know, be successful and to work with Bass. And like I said, I'm very excited for the opportunity, but I'm also really thankful for the business partners that I have now. I work with Strike King, Lose, Nitro, Bass Pro Shops, and Turnaround Special Forces, which is an industrial company down in Texas. And they've been with me for a while now. Like I said, I'm very thankful to work with them and looking forward to just be able to expand my potential ability to work with those guys, you know, if I make the Elite Series. So that's what I'm focused on. Like I said, those guys have been with me for a long time, and I'm looking forward to continuing to,
you know, have good relationships with them. So it's an exciting time for sure. And I'm really excited about it. Just very thankful to be in the position we're in and just trying to enjoy it and have fun. This has been a unique experience for me, obviously, you know, kind of stepping down and having to requalify for a top level tour
right.
has really kind of grounded me and got me back to the drawing board. I guess you could say, you know, I've really had to work hard to be where I'm at because, like I said, this is a really good field of anglers. But I've put a lot of pressure, I guess, on myself, and it's been a good thing. I say that in a good way. It's just really made me hungry again and really kind of lit the fire. And I'm excited about, you know, finishing out the season strong, hopefully.
Well, and it's certainly a lot easier on the body, I would think, than the rodeo time that you did. By the way, your bio at Bassmaster.com says that your experience with rodeo bullfighting.
Well, actually, it's a pretty big thing nowadays. You know, rodeo bullfighting has become a big thing.
Really? Okay.
Pretty much rodeo all over the country. Yeah, but I'm just being honest with you. I wasn't really that good at riding bulls, and I was getting thrown off and wasn't making any money, and I realized I could be a bullfighter and still make a little money and do something I enjoy. So that's kind of where my place was in rodeo. And so as a bullfighter, your job is just to kind of protect the guy that's actually riding bulls. So, like, whenever they you know, get off at the eight-second marker, if they fall down early, it was my job to distract the bull to get him to come to me instead of attacking a rider potentially if they were mean. And so that was, or if they got, you know, if the bull rider got hung up or something, it was my job to try to help him get his hand loose out of the rope and get out of the arena safely.
So it's not it's not a competition for that. You were the guy controlling the bull after the bull rider gets tossed.
Sure. Yeah, that was my, you know, my main job there. But actually, there is competitions now. So what we call American freestyle bullfighting. So what it is basically they'll, you know, just you and a bull in the arena, not a bull rider. And this is a separate thing. They also do some at rodeos just to kind of entertain the crowd.
Yeah.
But basically, it just and we'll compete against other bullfighters on how well we can handle a mean bull, like an open ground, and how will we kind of control him without getting completely wrecked out.
That all the more reason, you know, you need to be in Fort Worth. You know what I mean? You need to be there and somehow get into that classic coming up at Ray Roberts next year. Dakota Ebert.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because, man, that's been a big goal of mine this year is to have a chance to win in one of these events because I would absolutely love for my first classic to be in Fort Worth. I went to college not far from there.
Nice.
And I have a ton of family and friends around there, and it would just be a really cool event for me to be there in Fort Worth with that classic.
All right, Dakota, I appreciate you. Good luck, man, up north, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Hartwell.
All right, man. Thanks. Have a good one.
Right, thank you. We get a break in here. When we come back, Ronnie Moore is talking numbers next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. On the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
we could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, now this is, we always do this right before the northern swing. We get Ronnie Moore in here with his calculator. He's the one that's crunching numbers, and he can explain to us what's going on. And you know, as I said in the open, when you're looking at the angler to your standings, there's three things that we're looking at here. We are looking at the top of the list. Who's going to win the Angler of the Year? Who's a contender there? We are looking at the 40th, 41st, 42nd spot. We're looking for classic qualification. So that's an important number. And then we're looking at 70, because if you're below 70, you got to sweat it out a little bit, because there's no guarantees below 70. That's when the math really comes into as far as whether or not you're going to get relegated, if you will, to use a soccer term, and make room for those nine new elites that are going to come out of the Open EQ standings next year. So who better to talk to than Ronnie Moore, who has with him at all times his Dakota Lithium screen of knowledge. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Ronnie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, Tom, it's been a little while, but, you know, it's been, if I was a guest every week, it would get old, you know, but I'm glad that you wait for the high pressure moment to bring me on.
Well, you're the best guy to talk to when it comes to this, and I would imagine this is where a lot of your prep goes into and what you'll be bringing to the table for Bassmaster Live for the two events that are left on the schedule. So let's talk about it, and let's start at the top of the table. What looked like a runaway for Trey McKinney, due to a just massive 19-year-old screw-up at Smith Lake, has now made this thing great intrigue. And you got a kid from Alabama leading it, Justin Hamner, who is our our Bassmaster Classic champion. You got a kid, Trey McKinney, who says he doesn't know much about fishing up north and doesn't have a lot of experience there. You got Cody Huff there, and then you got Chris Johnston, who you know, it's an ATM machine for him when he goes to Champlain and Lake Ontario. So talk about the top of the table and who the real contenders are.
Yeah, well, the biggest storyline going into it was who is going to catch Trey McKinney. Could anyone catch Trey McKinney? And then he has that infraction at Smith Lake, comes in, gets his weight DQ'd because he was late and because he was notified by someone outside the tournament structure that he was going to be late. So he loses basically at that point 91 points in the tournament, because he would have been second with a full weight of his bag. Ends up probably going to miss the cut and be like 60th place. And then later, when his weight was fully DQ'd, finished 93rd. So instead of having the biggest bag of the tournament being in the top two going into day three of competition, he misses the cut and has his worst finish of the year. Of course, Tom, it lines up with the weeks that I picked him in fantasy. So that makes sense that his first slip up of the year was when he was on my squad, but it dropped him down. And instead of being up roughly, 66, or instead of being up roughly, 15 points, however you want to shake it out, whether it was his no penalty weight or his, missing the cut weight. That's the big story now. And now the new big story is, can Justin Hamner, for the third time ever in Bassmaster history, win Angler of the Year the same year he wins the Classic? I think Mark Davis and Kevin Van Dam have done that, and Justin Hamner would be the third person to do that. So that's a big deal. He's had a really good northern swing the last few years, so he is gelling at the right time. This whole season has gone so well for Hamner, and carrying a 24-point lead into Champlain is no guarantee, but that is a good sign for him that he is no longer having to be perfect to chase down someone, but rather hopefully be close to perfect to stave off everyone else. Like you said, I mean, Hamner has experience up north, and it's been good as of late. You know, since he stopped mowing lawns for the University of Alabama and dedicated his life to fishing exclusively, he's had one slip up, and that was the Sabine River in Orange, Texas, 90th place. Everything else has been top 25 in theory. And so he's doing his job. He got eighth at the St. Lawrence River last year and 21st at Champlain. So I'd expect much of the same. The only big difference for the anglers this year is, instead of Clayton, We're going out of Waddington, which is adding about another 90 miles of running one way that these anglers are going to have to do. Now,
well, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. You say going to have to do. Now, I'm from that part of the country. You got to go. You say you absolutely got, because I caught a lot of nice fish in that river out of Waddington. And if you're sitting at the top of the table, do you make that run? Do you make sure? Because you can catch 22 in the river, 22, 23, and be in good shape. You absolutely are making that run to the lake. All they did was add a longer track, basically, to get to the fishing grounds. Is that what you're saying? You think everybody's making that run?
Is, do you want to win or do you want to not lose? Because those are two different things. If you play it safe on the Elite Series, they're going to bite you. The moment you play it safe in 22 is what you catch, 27 is what you need. That's just the way it goes in the Elite. So if you are in the AOI race, in the Rookie of the Year race, you're going to the lake. If you're at the Classic Cut Line, you're going to the lake. If you're going to try to requalify and stay in good standing on the Elite Series and no longer be at risk, as we could call it, in round 70, you are going to the lake. There's a 15 to 20% of the anglers aren't going to the lake, most likely, or getting within eyesight of the lake, because those people are the ones who are locked in the Classic but can't win AOI. Can't really get much of the payout for AOI either. And then there's those people who are, you know, just safe and secure. That's why I say 15 to 20 anglers from, you know, 15th place, maybe, when I say 15th, that's Patrick Walters. He's going to the lake.
Yeah.
17th, Zaldane, he's going to the lake. So I would say from 20 to 32, about 12 or 13 spots that don't have to do it if they don't want to, but there's going to be a lot of people that have to go. And, the weather, the variables. And so that's why I mentioned that with Trey McKinney last year. He did fish the St. Lawrence River in the open.
Out of Waddington.
But it was river only out of Waddington. So no lake in play. And for a guy who said that his longest run of his career so far, or at least his longest run in a bass boat, was from Palatka to the river south of Lake George at the St. John's River.
Yeah.
If that is his longest run, he's about to beat that when we go to the St. Lawrence River, because that is half the river. He's going to have to go much farther to get to the water that a lot of his competitors are going to do, especially if he's still trailing.
Now, so do you start do you start the Bassmaster live TV coverage an hour later then? I mean, you guys are going to come on the air and everybody's going to be running like it's a NASCAR race down the river.
Hey, that's the story, and that's the story we will cover, no doubt. And so with him having to make up points, who knows? After Champlain, they may be tied. You never know.
Yeah.
He may be 50 points out. Who knows? But the urgency to probably go to the lake, you know, I would say if we were closer to early July or late June, I would say you can compete to win around Waddington. But that's just not the case when you get later in the year. As you get into August, it's been very, very warm up north as well. St. Clair was very hot compared to it. We were just in Milwaukee for Steel Timber Sports last week, and they said it unseasonably hot. It was in the 80s. So a lot of these northern cities and lakes have gotten a lot more heat than you would expect. So it may reflect like it was 2 weeks later in the calendar. You know, like these fish are maybe progressed more. So that's a big deal. So Hamner leading, he could be tied for Champlain, who knows, but we'll have all eyes on the St. Lawrence River. Cody Huff had two great events, almost won Champlain, would have made the top 10 at St. Lawrence if he didn't have mechanical issues that he lost multiple hours each day, it seemed, for the first 3 days of the St. Lawrence River. He may have made the top 10 last year. And then you look down at Chris Johnston. We had talked about it before we came live on the phone call, 39 points. You know, difference from the AOI lead, and or is it 39? Yes, 39. He has fished 20 days of the Bassmaster Elite Series on the St. Lawrence River, okay? And he has been in the top 10 20 out of 20 days in the standings. He's been in the top three, Tom, 15 of 20 days on the Elite Series there. So it's not just he's very good. He is so dominant there with no slips that you'd have to expect he's going to bring it. So a lot of people are in play. You went from being first to second, might be 60 points, to first to 10th is 60 points. So a lot of people are still in play. And I'll say this, even guys like John Garrett, who are sixth and down there, they're now saying, I can win Rookie of the Year as well. I am right there. And now if I can win Rookie of the Year, I know I'll have a shot at Angler of the Year. So that's my main goal now is getting into this. And you think of a Jay Shakir down there as well. Corey Johnson is in ninth. I don't think Corey can probably beat his brother out by 25 spots over those two tournaments. Who knows? But if they are equal, you know, in production, then Chris is going to be the leading vote getter out of those two to maybe win. Then you have Jay Lee, who's slid down to 11th.
Yeah.
He's still, you never know. I'm not counting Jordan Lee out, but that's the AOI race. I mean, the fact of the matter is Justin Hamner could be, could go from no titles to the two biggest titles in the sport in the same season.
If he goes 21-8, like last year, they're not going to catch him. I mean, I would think that, you know, if that ends up.
I don't even think they could. That means there would be 27 points. Oh yeah, Trey would have to win both events
to win
by 3 points in AOI. You know,
exactly.
Like there's not enough points that now, you know, for people in between you and your closest competition to get, you know.
All right, let's look at the classic cut line in our last few minutes here that we have. This is really exciting here because the top 42 right now basically in, but then 43, 44, 45, 46. I mean, look at these names. Greg Hackney, Hank Cherry, Jeff Gustafson, Luke Palmer. I mean, there are some studs that are just below this classic cut line. And so let's talk about that battle, too, because that's going to be a storyline. They're all right on top of each other, by the way. A point and a half, 2 points, points. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'd say that even extends above the cut line for the classic. But if you look on Bassmaster.com and you see the 40th place cut line, that is before all the double qualifiers pop in. So add Justin Hamner for being the classic champ. That'd be double qualified. That's 41. Jay Shakir winning the open at St. Clair. It goes to 42. So guys like Drew Cook, who are in, and Jonathan Kelly, who are in, are not safe. They'll need to catch him up north. Hackney, Cherry, Gustafson, like you said, Palmer, Matty Wong having a great season. Bob Downey.
Yeah.
Bob Downey is my story of the year, Tom. He could miss a full elite event and still make the classic. He missed the Harris Chain because of the birth of his son. So he is trying to make the classic in 8 events out of 9 instead of the full season. If that happens, that would be incredible. And Bob has been leading at the St. Lawrence River going into, you know, the final day of competition in past years. And so I would expect Bob to catch him up north well. Guys that have a good reputation up north, Shane LeHue down at 51 could even make a jump up there. 20 points or so. It's hard to do 20 plus points on the top of the AOI list, but when you get mid pack, there's a lot of variables. People can finish 80th, people can finish 20th, and there's a lot of points that can swap out. So guys like Shane LeHue in 51st, Brian Schmidt, he's one to keep an eye on. Kenta Kimura, Austin Felix, even down to 58th. You're going to have to catch him, Austin, but 50 points in 2 events, very doable, especially because he is one who is committed to making those long runs, doing those things that others don't want to, they want to play it safe. There's no safety going in these last 2 events. You don't want to be the guy who played it safe and spared your equipment and go home with a fully intact boat and no classic cut line. You know, you want to make the classic and you got plenty of months to figure out your boat situation. You
know? And we should remind people too that final event at the St. Lawrence River is win and you're in type of deal too. Joey Cifuentes was on last week with us telling the terrific story of what happened to Emmett Smith. Like he said, my whole focus is to win the St. Lawrence River and get into the class. What a story that would be, a guy down at the bottom of the table and wins his way in. So
there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Joey, Chad Pipkins, Bernie Schultz, those three are all great smallmouth anglers. I mean, then you've got other name, Buddy Gross, Scott Martin, Gerald Swindle, Mike Iaconelli. Who knows? If a Rick Klun could somehow get in the class before his career's done, that would be very cool. But there are a lot of names that are at risk below that 70th.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's save that discussion for before the last tournament because we're out of time. So let's save that with Ronnie Moore. He is the guy, and he's going to be talking about this a lot on Bassmaster Live for both these events, but we'll wrangle him back in here and have him. We'll talk regulation line, coming up before the St. Lawrence. Ronnie, as always, a pleasure, man. Great work. Keep it up, and looking forward to watching you on Bassmaster Live.
Awesome, Tom. Appreciate you as always, man.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back and wrap this one up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now let's take a look at the Minn Kota Quest for the EQ AOY with three events left. The new Quest series of dual 24-36 volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do? is quit. Easton Fothergill continues to lead the way, but only by 1 point over Dakota Hebert, who is in second. Cody Meyer sits in third. Tucker Smith, who joined us today, is fourth. Jack York is fifth. Evan Kung is in sixth. Andrew Loberg sits in seventh. Bobby Bakewell is eighth. And in the final transfer spot, it's Matt Adams. He is in ninth, but only by one slim point over Emil Wagner. And now is your chance to win a Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road double cab in Bassmasters Hit the Trail promotion. Just go to bassmaster.com/sweepstakes to enter daily through September 19th. And remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.